lecture. We don't see that sort of thing. We see peaceful sporting activities. That's what the Minoans present us with. Now, Minoan civilization flourished from about 1800 to about 1550 BC. This is really the high point of Minoan culture. In 1626 BC, there was a volcanic eruption on the island of Thera, about 70 miles away. This caused, apparently, a massive tidal wave, which itself produced heavy damage and may very well have begun, have initiated a process of decline on Minoan Crete. Now, coincidentally, this eruption of this volcano on the island of Thera and the disappearance of about half that island into the Mediterranean may be what lies behind the story of the lost city of Atlantis. But we can't actually confirm that. And once again, that's an inference. There's no concrete history there. 75 years or thereabouts after the eruption of the volcano on Thera and the destruction of much of Crete by a tidal wave, the island was conquered. It was conquered from the outside. It was conquered by persons who certainly came from the Greek mainland. It was conquered by people whose early arts and crafts again suggest long contact with the Minoans. These people who conquered the Minoans we call the Mycenaeans. We'll turn to them in just a moment. But we have now moved to the mainland of Greece. Let's pause for just a second and kind of take mental stock of the land of Greece. We may think of the Greeks for their stunning cultural achievements, but the land of Greece is hard and tough and rocky and craggy. The further north you go, the worse the weather is. The further south you go, the hotter the weather is. This is not an easy land. Its soil is not good. This has never been an easy place to eke out a living. We have to remember, then, that the life of the Greeks is not played out against sort of a wonderful, charming, pleasant geographical background. It's played out in a very tough spot. Now, the earliest hints that we have of the emergence of settled life in Greece go back to perhaps 6500 BC or thereabouts. So 8,500 years ago, we begin to see signs of the Neolithic Revolution in Greece. So we can say that the Neolithic Revolution comes to Europe, comes to the Greek mainland, a little after we see signs of the Neolithic, for example, in Mesopotamia or in Egypt. Now, this is neither here nor there. It doesn't suggest that priority is somehow precedence, but we do see that the Greek world is perhaps a little bit behind. Now, in about 3000 BC, and then again, according to some scholars, perhaps around 2300, according to other scholars, perhaps around 1700 BC, the Balkan Peninsula was subjected to invasions or perhaps migrations from the north. Two fairly substantial movements of people toward the south. All right? Now, they appear to have come from Central Europe, and some may even have come over basically from Anatolia. They may have come around the Black Sea region and down into the Balkans. These people are the historic ancestors of the Greeks. These people really bring the Greeks into the Balkan Peninsula. Now, from as early as 2600 to perhaps 2200, we see the first signs of urban development in the Greek world, and we also find clear evidence of the growth of the Mediterranean triad of crops. This triad of crops, cereal grains, olives, and grapes, have sustained life in the Mediterranean for 10,000 years. If you travel in the Mediterranean world today, you're in an oil culture, not a butter culture. If you travel in the Mediterranean world today, you're much more likely to drink wine than to drink beer. And you will find all of those wonderful products made in one way or another with cereal grains. This has been true for a very, very long time. From about 2000 BC, we can begin to discern a civilization to which we give the name Mycenaean. Now, Mycenaean is not a made-up name. Mycenae is the greatest of the Mycenaean sites. The great citadel at Mycenae, this was the city of Agamemnon, the great hero, the great leader of the Greeks in the Trojan War. And we'll come back to Agamemnon and his folk in just a few minutes. But Mycenae